broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for September the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This, ladies and gentlemen, is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show, still available online for free at libertyroundtable.com. It's on demand, or lovingliberty.net. Go to lovingliberty.net, download the iPhone and the Android apps. We're working on version 2 of those apps, and they're getting incredible. So check it out, and if you want to donate, we'd love every penny we can get. We'll just take that money and put it right back into radio and grow our presence in the media. LovingLiberty.net. Donate and spread the word today, would you please? We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, yesterday discussing all things liberty. We talked about Lauren Boebert. She's the Shooter's Grill owner in Rifle, Colorado. She's a gun rights activist. She upset the House GOP. She won in the primary. Now she faces the Democrat, and she's likely to win. And pray we pray she goes to Washington. Bill Clinton is starting a new podcast in 2020 in partnership with iHeartMedia, says Deadline. Just imagine a Bill Clinton podcast. You going to listen to that, dude? Wow. Joe Biden claims that Donald Trump wants to defund the police. WND.com with that. It just shows how out of touch Joe Biden is. I mean, where do you get that Donald Trump wants to defund the police? He says, well, it relates to the budgets. Just look at his budgets. Well, President Trump is trying to reduce the budgets in a lot of places, folks. That doesn't mean that he wants to defund the police. Maybe he's saying the local communities ought to fund the cops, but the federal governments ought not fund local police. That's a different debate than saying you want to, you know, defund the cops. Now, the interesting thing is President Trump has been defending the police more than anybody. Biden's just completely lost it, folks. I'm telling you right now, every day it becomes more and more obvious he's a shell of his former self, sad to say. Move it up here. Exhausted Biden relies on teleprompter to answer questions. Donald Trump wisely asks, what if that was me? Could you imagine if I got caught doing this? Wise point. Why are they letting Joe Biden do this? Teleprompter to answer questions? The old Joe Biden would throw away big speeches people wrote for him and say, I'm going to speak from the heart. I don't need this. Now Joe can't even string a sentence together. At least that's according to Barack Obama's physician. Catholic priest says Democrats are going to hell. That's right. I guess a Texas bishop backs him up. So, you know, the Catholics are starting to jettison those who profess their faith, but yet support everything politically completely 180, right? 83-year-old Pope Francis doubling down, doing a great job. Removes his mask as he touches worshipers and vows to defeat the coronavirus with love. I guess he was with a limited audience at the Vatican. But anyway, I find that impressive. Larry Klayman, quote, should athletes now also wear masks bearing the names of whites killed by blacks? He's just showing the double standard hypocrisy. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. You can email him, or you can call or text 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or you can go to the website, localhoneyman.com. We're working on the Facebook and Twitter for Kurt, too, by the way. President Trump traveled to Florida to declare himself a great environmentalist as he extends a moratorium on offshore drilling that his administration said he was going to end, but now it's over 10 years extended. Sad for President Trump. Don't make those mistakes. They'll never love you, President Trump. They will not give you any credit for doing things that back their agenda. They will not acknowledge you. They will not soften towards you. They'll just criticize you all the more. So you should stand up. You should not have backed that moratorium. Where does the federal government get the authority, I would ask anyway? That's a mistake, President Trump. We love you, my friend, but we're not going to gloss over the things you do that we think you should not do. We're going to use the supreme law of the land. We're going to challenge your authority, and we're going to back all things constitutional every time. For the first time in 90 years, ladies and gentlemen, a majority of under 30-year-olds live with their parents. I guess it's all because of the COVID, don't you know? But that's an economic concern, big time. All right, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse doing a good job. I don't always agree with Ben, but in this case, he's calling for the repeal of the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Good for Ben. By the way, the 17th Amendment was proposed back in 1912, ratified in 1913 by 36 state legislative bodies. And the idea was that U.S. senators would be elected by the population. In other words, by the popular vote. It's a disgrace. It violates the checks and balances. Before that, the Constitution called for the state legislatures to put senators, two senators in Washington. So what you've done is you've dismantled one of the checks and balances with the 17th Amendment. You made it more us more of a democracy, less of a constitutional republic. And what we need to do is abolish or repeal the 17th Amendment, as Ben Sasse is calling for in the Wall Street Journal. And because then what would happen is the states would actually have a seat at the table. Instead of becoming political subdivisions of the feds, just more than field offices, if you will, the states are kind of like field offices for the Fed, right? Well, if the states had senators that would answer to the state legislative bodies, we would have less of a, quote, popular vote and more of a constitutional checks and balances vote. I completely agree with Ben Sasse. All right, we had a Senate report. You know, Steele, that's the guy that was involved in the, quote, dossier scandal. Steele did contact the Obama administration, and I guess they destroyed records about all this. So why are we talking about President Trump now? Why are we talking about Obama going to prison? Maybe Obama and Elaine Maxwell, or Ghislaine Maxwell, ought to be prison mates, huh? Don't know, but very, very strange how more and more evidence comes out about who really was involved in the with the Russians, who was really involved with the dishonest Steele dossier, the FBI, Obama, and there's no accountability or investigations, it doesn't seem, on that front at all. 1.5 million graves Reddit as COVID-19 sweeps across South Africa. That's a huge story. How, you know, true it will be, don't know. They said that millions would die in America, too. And boy, howdy, they haven't even reached 200,000, have they? Georgia poll, 3 in 5, concerned about voter fraud. Now the numbers are even getting higher as people realize how easy it is to commit vote mail fraud. Local TV news experiment even exposes the flaws of voting by mail. GA Secretary of State, 58% of the double voters in June primary were Democrats. So you got double voting in June, 58% of them were Democrats, and the Democrats say there's no vote fraud? I guess it all depends if you don't think double voting is a fraud, if you think it's legitimate to double vote. Donald Trump tried to highlight the point and told people to vote at the polls and vote at the mailbox, or the ballot box and the mailbox, and now they say it's all Donald's fault. He was trying to illustrate that vote fraud is all too common. And boy, howdy, has that turned out to be a fact, huh? But they deny it till the cows come home. On one hand, they want to say Donald's committing vote fraud via the mail system, post office. But yet they say, you know what? The custody of the ballot is legitimate. How do they have it both ways? Same way Biden tells you that he's lucid and that he's got it all together. But yet he has to rely on a teleprompter. That's how. They're dishonest at every turn, folks. The U.S., sadly, will have 500,000 fewer births next year due to the pandemic. That's a sad tale to tell. The abortionists are all mad because they want to birth them and kill them and birth them and kill them and birth them and sell the body parts. And then those of us who want to expose them and complain end up going to jail. Wow, folks, we got a mixed up world, don't we? Good is evil. Evil is called good. It's sad as all get out. I call good good and evil evil. We need to make popular that which is good and reject that which is evil. We better stand up. By the way, they say thick thighs save lives. Study connects thigh size to heart disease risk. And I guess they say stomach fat's bad, leg fat's fine. I say, you know what? Any study you put out could say whatever you want to make it say. Statistics are a very strange thing indeed. I'm not here to debate anybody's fat. I am here to say the more healthy we eat, the more nutritious, the more portion size we watch, the more exercise we get, the better sleep we get, the more we eat the right kind of healthy foods, the better off we are. And I didn't take a penny for my study. Associated Press now gives bizarre reason that it's capitalizing black but not white. News outlets say that Caucasians have one less thing than African Americans. Yeah, they say that, I guess the idea is you turn the word black from an adjective into a noun. So when they talk about you and me, it's just you're white. It's an adjective, so it means nothing. When you change it into a noun, though, you elevate the status of the term black. So if it's a proper noun, it's more important than just a descriptor. See what I mean? Blacks are more important than whites. Very, very strange manipulations, but that's how reverse racism works, doesn't it, folks? Door-to-door trick-or-treating is not allowed. L.A. County releases guidelines for Halloween. Very strange stuff. Salon owner, Nancy Pelosi. I'm sorry, the salon owner that got attacked by Nancy Pelosi. I guess she raised over $310,000. And Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota inviting the salon owner smeared by Pelosi to come on to South Dakota. Wow, we got more. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, I guess American Airlines facing a backlash now after approving Black Lives Matter pins for cabin crews. What about All Lives Matter? Do they believe in that, American Airlines? You're not sounding very American now, are you? Anyway. Donald Trump tweets video of Joe Rogan comparing Joe Biden to a dying flashlight. Yeah, Trump retweets, or I guess tweets, video of Joe Rogan comparing Joe Biden to a going out of power flashlight. Man, that's a sad tale. I think for them to put Biden up there is just sad. The poor gentleman. I mean, even though I don't agree with his politics in any way, I don't agree with the humiliation that the poor guy is experiencing. No doubt he's a shell of his former self. Party's over. Trump orders purge of critical race theory from all federal agencies. We need to drill into that more. I kind of highlighted at the end of the show yesterday this, but this is an important reality check, folks. Black preborn lives matter, painted in front of Baltimore, Planned Parenthood by pro-life activists. So now the pro-life activists are defending Black Lives Matter, saying all lives matter, and Black Lives Matter, but yet they're getting the shaft. That's a sad tale to tell, too. Again, these extremists, when you agree with them, it does you nothing. It does you no good. Apologizing to them doesn't make any difference at all. It's sad. It's so sad. All right, that was a recap of yesterday's show. Still available online at lovingliberty.net. It's free, on demand, but if you have the heart to help, donate while you're there today, would you please? All right, without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Brian Rust with us, rustcoiningift.com. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here with you, Sam.
All right, let's just kick it off with the Honest Money Report. Where's gold sitting?
Gold is $1,956.80.
Okay.
Silver is 27.46.
All right. Slight change, huh?
Yeah, silver up about 30-something cents from last week. Gold's up about $22 from last week.
All right, there you have it, Kurt. Not much change. What about Kurt's rhodium? Got to get an update on that, don't you?
It's up $400, 12,600.
See, Kurt knows the metal to get rich on. Good work, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Making money.
That's right.
All right, we got a lot to cover. Do you want to ask Brian any gold and silver questions, Kurt?
Well, you know, I guess the main question that I think would be on anybody's mind about, you know, the frugal spending of our federal government and the careful management of our monetary system,
sacred
you know,
funds,
by
yeah.
Congress. Yeah. Would be, what do you think's coming up? What's your views? You know, I mean, do you think... at least as we hope, the president will go ahead and eliminate the Fed and we'll get the honest money and, you know, possibly all Americans will know what silver and gold is. Or do you think we'll just, I guess we got a new spending bill in the works. It was said to be only, what, $3 trillion, and Nancy said, I will drop back to $2 trillion. And, so, I mean, where do you see us heading, Brian?
Well, I look for higher metals. I mean, when you continue to flood the market with fiat currency and you continue to do this and then you continue to manipulate the paper market on the exchange, you know, it's a false front is what you're doing. So once we went off the standard and our, you know, off the gold and silver and decided to go fiat currency, no country survived. So we're kind of the last country to you know, as far as pumping this money in there, and eventually they're going to have to devalue this dollar. And in doing so, that's where we feel like our metals will protect any of your paper. So that's why you have it. And so in that sense, I think when the metals will be climbing. I've read a few reports, and they're, you know, the a top trends researcher, a publisher, he mentioned the fact that, you know, if gold hits 3,000 or 4,000, which it could, I mean, with things happening, then our silver, you know, will be pushing $100 and possibly more. So in that sense, you want to, when your paper's falling and it's going to fall, your metals are going to protect that fall. And that's why you have them.
So it's not really a get rich plan.
Right.
It's more of a preserve wealth, preserve stable, economic reality plan.
Right. And then, with the metal, and you can, you know, can make money in it. But if you don't have anywhere to put that money, if you can't, yeah, you could convert, you could pay some bills and maybe some barter, this, that, and the other. But realistically, you're protecting your other assets, 401k, your bank account, things like that. And then you look at the rich, I mean, the rich, you know, they're diving into a number of investment. Well, a lot of these rich people have. You look at Warren Buffett, for instance. I mean, he's got, paper, right? He's got a lot of that paper, but he's also got a lot of metal. And a lot of those rich people have the same. So they're usually in a pretty good position because they can, they've got all their assets covered. So one drop and the other's diving.
And the reason that I highlight that point that I'm making about, it's not a get-rich plan. It's more of a wealth preservation plan. It's more of a financial stability plan. It's more of a wise investment plan. It's a accumulate wealth slow over time plan. Because I think in our society, we've got things all mixed up. We think the stock market can make us rich. We think if we're day traders or if we somehow, get lucky, doing well in society is kind of like a gamble. And if you gamble, I don't know how to call this, with intelligent risk taking, then the rewards are going to be massive. And, you're going to retire by 30. And we've got the complete wrong view in our society about what wealth is and about it isn't a risk gamble. And man, that person got lucky by 28. Whoa, they made it in the world. They're successful. We need to jettison these notions of fast wealth, of extreme wealth, of, you're sure lucky. You won the lottery 66 times. And we've got to jettison that and look at money for what it is. Money is a tool. It's a medium of exchange. And it's designed to bless the lives of those who use God's sacred money. And you know what? We need to rely on God to get it. And if we get it, we better seek to use it properly. There's a fundamental religious component to this that our society completely leaves out. And there's a false notion of how to obtain wealth and how you're going to get there and what the mode of success is. If you get rich on a fluke, can you teach that to your children? No. Can you? Okay. And so to me, we've got our whole viewpoint on money completely upside down. It's almost like the government in partnership with the gambling houses or somehow the global stock market's gonna just, searching for gold in them hills and the reward's going to be great if you're one of the lucky ones. Okay. But we need to separate all that and say, look, all things come from God, especially honest weights and measures in money. And we have got to recalibrate our views in relation to this. Do I dare call it a commodity? In relation to this median of exchange, and say it's got to be something that is obtained over time from hard work by the sweat of our brow. Do we earn our bread concepts? We have got to back this into a real discussion, or else none of the comments we make regarding money make any sense, Brian.
Yeah, I think right on, Sam. I think you've hit that right on. And it gives us, and the key is we're preparing ourselves, and we don't have to panic. We're putting our chips in order. We've got structure in our financial, our ability to put savings and so on in place, and we have peace of mind because I have some money in the stock market. Well, it's dropping or it's it's done real well, but, that bubble could burst. And when it does, I better have something on this side to kind of offset that. And most people with a lot of wealth or in this marketplace are prepared for those kind of things and they do it so they have the metal and so on. Not just may I say one thing? I mean, would you just want to have perhaps gold and silver stock? Well, in my opinion, I would say no, because there again, that's, you don't want to have, if there's hard times and you need some liquid cash, you don't want to call your broker or someone and say, hey, can you bring this over here and get that so that I got to go pay,
Let me give you an anecdote to make the point. You guys can think about it over the break. We'll come back and talk about it. Here it is. Ready? I've decided that I'm going to invest in air oxygen futures. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill. Democrats have already voted to block it. They claim it doesn't meet the needs of American families and businesses. Here's U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Don't be misled by thinking, oh, well, a little bit is better than nothing. No, it isn't. It's a missed opportunity to do what is right for the American people.
The roughly $300 billion proposal does include a boost in unemployment benefits and liability protection for businesses and health care facilities. Wildfires raging across several western states have now killed at least 7 people, maybe more, as officials say people have died in California, Oregon, and Washington, but at least 12 people are still missing in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Excerpts from journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Rage, based on interviews he did with President Trump, indicate President Trump has long been aware of the deadly impact of COVID-19, but still downplayed its threat at the beginning of the pandemic. Last night, he told Fox News' Sean Hannity that the book is a hit job.
Nobody had any idea it would be as violent as it turned out to be, and we studied it, we understand it, now we're opening up, but we could have lost 2 million, 2.5 million, maybe even more than that if we did it a different way, and we've done a really good job.
President Trump saying to Woodward back in March that he wanted to not create a panic over the pandemic. The National Guard is leaving Kenosha, Wisconsin. In fact, the troops are gone. The Wisconsin National Guard saying its 500 troops have left the city after they were called in to keep the peace following the Jacob Blake shooting by police last month. In addition to the Wisconsin Guard, troops came in from Michigan, Arizona, and Alabama as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Brian, what do you think? Brian Russ, RussQuittingGift.com with us. Would you invest in air, water, and food futures, my friend?
No.
You know, the problem is it's all on paper, ladies and gentlemen. It's a contract for future payout. Should you call for your commodities, if you will. That's what futures are. It's a big old con game. It's a gambling game. And you need air futures. Should you run out of air, you wouldn't get your futures in time there. You probably wouldn't even be able to find the phone number to call before you'd run out of air there, folks. Or water. I mean, you'd run out of water. You'd only last for a couple of days there now. They'd send you an email or something, and it'd get caught in your spam filter and say, because of the corona, we can't send out your water features. We can't let you take delivery there now. I joke, but I make the point, Kurt.
Well, very good, Sam. I'll give you a couple of headlines from the NASDAQ to maybe, you know, get you something to think about as well on this thing. One says, from a day ago, gold falls on firm dollar. Next one says...
Wait, stop. Glad gold. That dollar's so solid we don't need gold anymore, huh, Brian?
That's right.
That firm dollar, you know?
Same place.
Shaky gold falls on firm dollar. I mean, it's crazy.
Same place. NASDAQ says, gold at 1 week high as weak dollar supports. So, you know, it's kind of interesting how same place
firm
can
weak
have
dollar.
A firm dollar and a weak dollar, you know, I don't know how that works. And you've got the Reuters boys saying precious gold at 1 week high as weak dollar supports. I tend to think a more weak dollar, especially as we talk about a few trillions more to send out to whoever out there. As far as I understand, ladies and gentlemen, you can go back to the same principle. Like, if you got a bumper crop of apples, typically it means each apple is going to be worth less. That just means you've got a lot of them, and they're going to go for less. If you got a bumper crop of paper money, which is really what we got, that means each one's going to be worth less, which means that silver and gold and any other real commodity is probably going to be worth more, right?
There you have it, Brian.
Well, you know, it's interesting to think about. I remember on the news, you used to see the ticker tape across their front desk of the newscasters. Their gold's this, silver's this, and it's climbing, and your deficit, what you owe for the deficit is this. Now, this is before COVID. This is before, dumping money, checks, surplus checks into our accounts and all this. And yet, silver at that point hit $50. People were able to see it every day on the news, and your metals, were climbing like mad. And that's before any of the stuff that we're talking about today, and yet it's less today. They pumped the stock exchange up higher than ever, and it's the metals are less today, and yet we're 10 times worse than we were there, and it was just based on the dollar value. Well, the dollar was obviously no good at that point. Well, it sure isn't better today. So you kind of look back and so on. So also your buying power. Where's your buying power in the dollar? I mean, you can just see it, so... I don't know. Those are a few factors that we could look at.
Yeah, amen to that. So the question kind of comes up if you want to talk about futures. There's options versus futures. What's the difference, you might ask? Do you know the difference in this, Kurt?
Well, I was hoping you'd give a third option. That would be like real,
No, that's not an option gold. in the paper trading con world,
so,
Kurt.
Option, yeah, that's right.
You get A and B, my friend. Now quit trying to choose C. The Hegelian dialectic can't work on you when you choose C, my friend.
I know. I'm kind of off those choices.
The difference between options and futures, by the way, just so people know, Kurt's trying to choose C, but I'm asking the difference between the two. See?
Yeah.
The difference is contractual, Kurt.
Well, and then who is going to make sure the contract is really kept?
Nobody. In fact, we might even, if the contract gets broken, it might even be justified as a necessity, or else the whole con game might be halted. And so, therefore, what we'll do is we'll protect the contract breakers. That's what usually happens, right? But the difference between contracts and options basically is contractual, right, Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, an
option can be exercised any time within the contract window, whereas a future is supposed to take delivery on a certain date unless other arrangements are made in advance, right?
Yep, down the road. Down the road, yep.
But no matter what between the two, it's all down the road, Kurt, and it's all a debate on if you can literally take delivery. That's why it's a gambling game. It's a con game. Because if they can't deliver the goods that you've contracted for, either on an option or on a future... If they can't deliver, then the jig's up, Brian.
Isn't it the same as basically any pyramid scheme?
Yes, except for it's got the backing of government law, so it seems legitimate.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Okay.
That's why I say it's got contractual obligations there, Kurt.
Makes you feel good about that, doesn't it?
Heck yeah. Nothing like feeling good about it. All right, should we stick with money or should we move to Trump, Kurt?
Well, I don't know, Sam.
The mainstream. If you don't know, then I'll just move on.
Well, let me say this.
Okay.
Recently we've seen some, pretty good. I guess you could say. Problems in our weather like in our area we got huge amounts of smoke coming from as California burns, and then you got San Francisco under like orange skies because of all the smoke there. And I was thinking about, you know, one of the, what ways, and like here in Utah, we had what, hurricane force winds and whole bunch of people out of power and all this kind of stuff. The governor declared an emergency. You know, you've got, you know, big old hurricane stuff down south. And I mean, it's almost, not really disaster from sea to shining sea, but it's getting close. So I was wondering about if they had a place where you could look up
disaster. I'm taking futures on disaster.
Oh, good point. So I was wondering about if they had a number where you could find, hey, the abortions per state, the number of babies killed per day in each area. And I didn't know if there was a that for Utah, but
there
I know,
is. You got to go research it, buddy. There is, for sure.
There's the national debt clock, you know, when we talk about the debt.
Well, there's so the there national is abortion statistics abortion state by clock. State,
yeah, I just wasn't sure of it. I thought I might tell the governor here in Utah that if you're worried about this whole mask thing and COVID and, you know, disasters and stuff, you might look at the idea of quit killing babies.
I want to be a fly on the wall for that call. Hey, Gary, this is Kurt.
Yeah. Anyway, the national debt clock says we're just approaching $27 trillion. And then it does, you know, I mean, those numbers move. It says U.S. debt totals close to $82 trillion. You know, they've got all these sections, but then when you look at the number of abortions,
it depends on what we're
going to
include. See, if we're going to talk about future, speaking of futures, you know, liabilities and obligations, and unfunded liabilities and all this kind of stuff, you get into a big old convoluted thing, Kurt.
Mm. And then you look at the U.S. abortion clock, and you got almost 600,000 babies this year so far killed, and black babies.
Of course, we
got
to worry about the coronavirus, and it's got less than 200,000, less than a third, Kurt.
Yeah.
And most of the people that die from it have already lived good, long, and full lives, by the way.
I don't get it how people seem so concerned with the lives of those folks, but
you want me to explain it to
you? These babies. Go ahead.
It's all about control. If I don't lie to you and manipulate things, I don't care about life at all if I'm one of these characters. My goal is to control you. And the only way to control you is manipulate you into a panic and lie to you.
So I guess the real question is, do you think any of that killing baby stuff has anything to do with, you know, maybe the disasters and, you know,
without
like
question
that?
It does, but only if you talk about the almighty author of liberty.
Right. Oh.
Otherwise, then it doesn't matter a darn, Kurt. It's not a relationship at all, and you're making you're just somehow on some kind of religious bender. You're on your crutch for religion, kind of a thing.
Off the reservation.
I think it's pretty obvious we can see the opposition, can't we? Opposition in all things? I mean,
amen.
We're starting to,
But is it linked, if you're honest, Kurt? Absolutely, without question. If the issue comes down to an issue of honesty, Kurt.
So maybe if we just quit killing babies, we might even save the place from COVID. And
well, God says
less,
it's literally an assurity that if we keep His commandments,
He'll
protect us and heal our land, Kurt.
Like that. Wow.
Amen.
Imagine that. Healing of the land.
All right. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. I guess Liberty Roundtable Live is taking a future right now.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we appreciate your accompaniment here on the Liberty Roundtable radio program. However you hear us, it's much appreciated. We know you have to do some extra things, probably. I mean, we're not going to be found on 600 radio stations like Sean Hannity, et cetera. So however you do it, whether you listen on the Roku, maybe Alexa, or let's see, what's that other one, Sam? Anyway, a lot of different
Siri,
ways.
You got Siri, you got Google Play, you got all kind of things, man. Yeah. Spotify.
But however you
even
do
Amazon
it,
Amazon Music's
appreciate
working
it.
On podcasting, Kurt.
You might even tell your friends about us, and you know, then they could hear Brian Rust weekly from RustCoinAGift.com and know about maybe what to do when they're faced with rough times.
You can go to LovingLiberty.net and listen around the clock 24/7 to live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free. You can donate there as well if you want to help our cause.
Good point. You know, Brian, just a few more headlines for you. I don't know if you want to comment about them. You got weekly jobless claims misestimates as employment gains taper off. Over 50% of households in major cities struggling financially. Share of young adults living with parents higher than that in the Great Depression. Manhattan vacancies hit record. You know, I think the cities are in trouble, especially those, you know, big cities with, well, socialist, communist leadership. What say you?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think we were seeing cities bankrupt even before the COVID hit. So, I mean, if you go back to even a few years.
If you say that, Brian, how are you going to blame it on the COVID?
Well, that's right. I don't think you do. I just think the COVID was one more
nail in the coffin.
Ploy for them to even cause more havoc. I mean, is it the havoc they want us to rely on them to take care of it? They've done such a great job. Maybe we should just fall in line because this is great. Let's just follow their lead. Yeah, it's pathetic, and you can see it's pathetic.
Maybe even all the world, but at least a lot of America is doing this social distancing thing, you know, where they leave the big cities and spread out to places like South Dakota.
Can't do that in the West.
Whatever, you
know. Nowhere to go.
Well, yeah, but compared to New York, there's a lot more places to go still, Sam. I mean, and if you really fixed it and got rid of all that, quote, federal land that shouldn't be federal land. Just think of...
Well, you got federal land, and then you got this zoning problem, too. Like, I find all kinds of pieces of ground that I could buy, Kurt. And I could buy it, and I could get water with it. Then the problem is they're like, well, you can't break it down into pieces any smaller than 50 acres. And so I go, so my 500 acres, I can only get 10 pieces out of it if I'm lucky? See, what I want to do is take a 300-acre place, and I want to put it into 5-acre, 10-acre parcels. And then let a bunch of patriots live together.
Well, even
live
one
together,
acre,
just have a
Sam,
neighborhood.
I
you
mean,
know?
You got.
what
mean,
are you saying? 1 acre.
Most people are. Well, even 1 acre
Kurt,
is like you
I
know.
I can't even break it into 5 or 10.
The size of.
Hold on,
well,
I can't
I know,
even break it down
but,
into. Hold on, Kurt. I can't break it down into 5 or 10. How am I going to get it into 1?
But Sam, wouldn't you be able to do that if you just go in and, you know, you change the elected officials and you just change that?
How do I change the elected officials?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to.
I don't even live there yet, Kurt. Right? I can't vote there.
You vote by mail.
That's a good point.
Vote there by mail. Now you're talking. Often, yeah. But see, what I'm saying to you, though, is I can't get into 1 acre pieces. Kurt's right. If I could get, you know, 200 acres and do 1 acre lots for people. And Kurt's right. A 1 acre lot is like 4 or 5 or 6 times bigger than most people's lots are in the city. It's huge.
Yep.
You're right about
those
that.
Folks could have a chicken. They could put a rabbit on there. Well, I mean,
they can't have a piece of ground, Kurt.
In your town, they could, right?
Well, yeah, but in my town, Kurt, a half acre lot costs like $100,000 or more.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, yeah, I can have a chicken, but I can't even get the piece of ground to put the chicken on. So where am I going to put my chicken on? My car roof?
You got your chicken in
your tent.
Oh,
I can't even buy a car. They cost like $50,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you make the roof flat and create some kind of compound up on top of the roof, you could maybe have some chickens up there. Your square footage is same space.
There you go.
Take them down every so often. Let them play on Kurt's yard. Pray for the future land that I might have. I'll just invest in land futures.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, you're right, Kurt, on all the points, except for I'm just saying it's very, very difficult. And those who argue with me about it just haven't tried to do it is the problem. If they do, they'll start to pretend they're on Noah's Ark trying to build the Ark in modern day joke, and then they'll start to understand. That's the problem. It's not impossible. It just takes millions and millions and millions of dollars, which most of us don't have.
Right.
Somebody will go, no, Sam, I found a piece of property, man. There's 400 acres, dude, for $100,000. No problem. And my response is, yeah, but you don't have any water, right? Oh, and then I say, well, and how small can I break those acres into? Well, there's a zoning, and before they know it, they'll back themselves into it. It's not a doable situation. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very expensive. And even if I can get the water, and even if I can get the zoning all squared away, then I'll ask the next question. Is it easy to get electricity there? Well, Sam, it's only 3 miles away, and it'll only cost $80,000 to get electricity there.
That's right.
And I say, what do you mean by there?
$80,000 a mile. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. If it's further, then it's even more. And then I say, great, I got, and then they say, well, how do you get to the property? Well, all you got to do is dig a road. Well, does the road have to have curb and gutter? Well, no, Sam, it's okay. You're out in the county. It only has to have blacktop. Well, how much is that per mile? Well, Sam, first off, you got to level it out, and we'll have to get you a bid. And before you know it, I'm telling you right now, it's expensive as all get out.
Yep.
You can't live like you used to. And really, in the West, there's nowhere to go except for crammed into big cities with expensive, tiny, tiny post office or postage stamp-sized pieces of ground, if you're lucky. They want to move us all into high-rises, even.
Amen. That's right.
Okay, and I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense, but what can you do about it?
Well, you could remember that, man, it could be worse. You could be in New York or Minneapolis or, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Portland.
You're right. It could always be worse. I could not even be on the planet. I hear
Hell,
that.
Hell, we want you on the planet.
Well, it could be worse. You could not even be here, Brian.
I know. We need you here, though. We got to have you here. So don't check out anytime soon.
All right. Anyway, we digress except to say things are rough. And when 50%+ of families are struggling in big cities, I think there's an economic massive problem we're facing. When you shut down all the businesses, you know, how do people make a living?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an answer for that one, Kurt? Kurt's got
Maybe
he has job answers.
You know me with all these answers, but they say that some folks are becoming what they call hipsters.
You know what Kurt's doing, ladies and gentlemen? He's selling tartar sauce futures.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. They say millions are embracing this whole idea of do-it-yourself and that kind of thing. They say
DIY.
COVID is turning us all into hipsteaders. You know, you've heard of homesteaders.
Yes,
so
sir.
Hipsteaders are the guys like this one guy. He saw a Craigslist ad for a free boar. So now he's, breeding pigs. So
where does he get the ground to breed pigs, Kurt?
He must have found some, Sam, somewhere, way out there, wherever.
Maybe he won the lottery. Maybe he's a lottery-winning hipster.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, bottom line is some folks are doing that. Like, remember I told you about that time I was getting some chickens around Easter, and there's this big line for them. And, you know, some folks are getting a chicken or two, and they're probably even, you know, going against
some laws. Did you eat your
chickens? I even had somebody offer me, not yet, but I'm eating eggs. But I had somebody offer to get me a rooster lately, and I was kind of thinking I'd do it on the down low and maybe put a little, tape over the rooster's mouth so it wouldn't make noise, you know what I mean? I mean,
Kurt, you're going to go to jail, man. PETA's going to roll up to you, bro, and take you right out, man.
That's right. There
putting
you go.
A muzzle and a mouth, you know, on them roosters. And I'm just telling you right now, I'm only going to invest in chicken futures.
There you go.
And that's a better way to go, Kurt.
For real chicken.
Kurt wants to, like, take possession of the chickens and stuff. I don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
I'm like a future hipster investor guy, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Even beekeeping is coming along big.
Hey, I've got a question. Could you expand your house a little bit and then have the chickens and the pigs and all as pets, and they all live in your house?
No, sir, because I checked with zoning, and they said I couldn't do anything with my house. That's why I want to move.
You don't want to check with zoning about anything on that, Sam. Just don't ask, you know.
Just
don't ask, don't tell. Don't you know that old thing?
No, that's old doctrine, buddy. Now you tell all, bro. Don't you get it? You're not in the modern times, Kurt.
Somebody else tells all.
You forgot to invest in the right futures, buddy, because you're way out of date.
Good point. Yeah, you got to move to a city where you can drive your four-wheeler around town, you know. I mean, that's where you go.
Yeah, where's that at, Kurt?
Well, I know one place.
Yeah, Kurt's
going
to tell me Oak City, and I'm going to say, find me a piece of ground that's affordable and reasonable that I can put a new city on.
Well, a new city, there you go. You know, a new city, I don't know. It depends on what you call a new city, but I know you can get a lot for $20,000. And
how big?
Compare it to 200, well, it's a couple acres, you know.
You can give me a good lot with water and electricity, couple acres for $20,000? How many of them can you get me?
I don't know how many. I just know I can get one. I'm mostly trying to get one, you know what I mean?
We can't all live the same one. They won't let us, Kurt. They're zoning against that now.
That little town doesn't have much zoning going on, as far as I know.
Are they in a county?
They're at the city building. They are.
Or are they a city outside of a county? I'd like to see one of them. Because the county's got zoning, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but... you know, rarely you ever see any of those city, county guys. So there are some safe, you know, at least I think some places like Beaver, Utah would be a good one too.
Beaver, Utah.
You have a friendly sheriff at least.
Yeah, that's right.
Guy. And they had some real good water down there. And that's what I like about it too.
Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm not trying to be negative. But I am trying to be realistic about the fight we're all facing. A lot of us would love
just real quick,
to get out in the country.
Before Brian goes, though, what should you pick up, ladies? Or Brian, what do you think? Dimes, quarters, silver, dollars?
Or futures.
You know,
forget the futures.
Dime-sized pieces of gold.
Time to prepare is a little bit right now. A little dime, quarter, silver, dollar. Yeah. Those are the things to be putting away a little at a time.
What are Silver Eagles looking like right now?
Silver Eagles are costing you about $35.
So the good news is, from several weeks ago, they've gone down a few bucks.
A couple bucks, they've dropped a little. It's all about.
So let me make this comparison before we let Brian leave. Back in the early or late 60s, early 70s, they pegged the ounce of gold at $35. That's before they left gold entirely. Now you can get a silver piece for $35. How do you feel about that inflation?
There you go.
Yeah. And that silver dollar says $1 on it. So, you know, you're going to have some kind of a tough time explaining that to the kids.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you bet. You guys are great. Thanks.
Godspeed. Hour one on the can. Hour two coming up. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.